From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. and world leaders look for ways to stabilize the Middle East. U.S. President Barack Obama and Gulf leaders are meeting in Riyadh on ways they can work more closely to help stabilize the conflict-ridden Middle East region, despite differences on the best way forward.
I reaffirmed the policy of the United States to use all elements of our power to secure our core interests in the Gulf region and to deter and confront external aggression against our allies and our partners. And we reached a common vision on how to move forward together in key areas.
Obama and the six members of the Gulf Cooperation Council took a group photo Thursday before opening the one-day summit, with a session focusing on the political chaos and fighting in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Libya. In the race for U.S. president, Republican Donald Trump is turning his attention toward Democrat Hillary Clinton after both had impressive wins on Tuesday in New York. Trump campaigned Wednesday in Maryland, one of five states holding primaries next Tuesday.
Crooked Hillary Clinton will not have a chance.
Clinton campaigned Wednesday herself in Pennsylvania, where she refrained from mentioning Trump by name but referred to his rival Ted Cruz, who, like Trump, has taken a controversial stance on Muslims. And North Korea is demanding a meeting between a dozen recent defectors it claims were abducted by South Korea and their parents, threatening the South will face strong retaliation. The women worked in a North Korean restaurant in China before arriving in the South earlier this month. This is VOA News. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is in the Turkish capital of Ankara talking about the effort to deal with the ongoing migrant crisis. While the number of migrants is going down significantly,
we still see that the smugglers are trying to get people over the Aegean Sea. And also, we have to be prepared that if we leave, then we can see a return of the high numbers of people trying to cross the Aegean Sea in an illegal and dangerous way.
Under an EU-Turkey deal signed last month, migrants arriving on Greek islands from the Turkish coast from March 20th onwards face deportation to Turkey unless they successfully apply for asylum in Greece. Turkey, which borders Syria, is home to 2.7 million Syrian refugees. Japanese investigators visit a Mitsubishi Motors facility Thursday in Nagoya after the company admitted to manipulating fuel efficiency data on more than 620,000 cars. Japan's chief cabinet secretary said the government wants to reveal the extent of the inaccuracies and take punitive action as soon as possible. Mitsubishi said unnamed employees were responsible for the cheating on the efficiency tests, making it seem like the cars got better fuel economy by up to 10%. Australia is building up its capability to fight cybercrime. Its $200 million cybersecurity strategy is aimed at boosting the nation's defenses against online assaults by hackers. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says defences need to be boosted against foreign hackers because of what he called the unprecedented scale and reach of malicious cyber activity. To help in this effort, the Prime Minister is seeking closer collaboration between the government and businesses and appointing a special ambassador to coordinate efforts with foreign governments. Last year, China was suspected of infiltrating Australia's Bureau of Meteorology. The Bureau has a direct link to the Defence Department, and it's thought the intrusion was an attempt to steal information. Beijing denied any involvement. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
World leaders on Friday will take historic action at the United Nations in New York. In an effort to deal with climate change, more than 60 presidents and prime ministers are among those that will sign the agreement worked out in March. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.